Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, The Drive. It is live and live here on The Fan. We appreciate you jumping in with us, and we enjoy the back and forth. I see everybody rolling in here on the text line. I see Joel. It's Chewy, as always, on Twitch. I see Cornbread has just made an appearance. Nick goes vest mode in here. Isaiah. Weird Horse is down. Horse down. Rocky is in the building. Frank, I see you. Rob said, I got 5 more hours of work. Please make it better for me. We're trying. We all appreciate you jumping in and hanging out with us today. One thing that is has been just wild to me is just, and I've talked about it a lot, the narrative on CJ, and it always seems to bring a reaction and response to you, the people, and he's the biggest thing, potentially the biggest athlete that people are thinking about on people's mind as this season nears, and that's CJ Stroud. And the amount of what I believe is just too far disrespect on C.J. Stroud, and especially where he is looked at now compared to before, where he is like the 20th best quarterback, or is, can he just be okay if Davis Mills was the quarterback, this team have the same chance they would have? Just the things that have been said. This is the latest. I want to mostly put this on LeSean McCoy, Shady McCoy, the former running back in the National Football League. But he was on Speakeasy with Emmanuel Acho, who dipped in a little bit but didn't go as far as him. This is the next line and level of what I look at as disrespect and just too far from his performance against the Patriots on C.J. Stroud. Here's LeSean McCoy with this blistering take.
Every team is different, so I don't want to say this on record. But with that type of defense, with that type of coach, even a skill position on offense, yo, you don't need no top 15 quarterback to win the championship with that. You really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, out of all the starters, who give me some, I don't even think he's that good. Like, I think he's okay. Baker Mayfield. Dude, the very minimum, dude.
At minimum, great defense. At minimum, they go to the Super Bowl. Do they win it? To your point, I don't know. It's hard to win. At minimum.
Well, don't you throw the ball 30 sometimes? No. Nah, please, hell no.
No.
Hell no.
And to Shady's point, Baker would just run it too.
Yeah.
Small as can be, Baker would just be like, look, bro, ain't nothing open. I ain't finna force nothing.
Because I don't think he liked that at all.
I'm just
for the bare minimum. Well, Tampa Bay feels the same way I feel. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying for the Texans team. Yeah. Can I say one more name?
Who that?
Shedeur Sanders.
What?
I mean, what are we doing?
Is that it?
I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, the dismount of Shedeur Sanders. Now, I want to be very clear. Everybody else in the room was not rolling with that. We did still. I'm not saying I don't believe it, but I just need to see more. No, we stop it.
Oh, my God.
Now, first off, my man, I mean, just, and I know as Clint for over the last 6 years will tell you, guys just, hey, man, yeah, man, I'll go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hey, Baker the quarterback. Tyler, at minimum, they go to the Super Bowl. I don't know if they win it, is what I just, at minimum.
Wow.
At minimum. Josh has never been to the Super Bowl.
Lamar's never been.
Lamar said the number one defense, number one rushing attack. Lamar has been to one AFC championship game. At minimum. Listen, we believe in the Texas defense. I just listened to Bryce Young do his presser today. He seems a bit demoralized. He said it wasn't fun, was his words. This defense is something else. Shedeur? We've reached this point, and you know how I feel about Shedeur. I like Shedeur. I think he's going to eventually take over with the Browns. Now Shedeur can walk this team to the Super Bowl.
Bengals here.
I mean, come on, guys. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. And I don't even want to take it and discuss it at that point. I'm just using that to get here. And I am really interested to see how us, myself, Tyler, some of the listeners, and then you've actually not only played quarterback in the league, not only played quarterback in college, you have had, I don't want to say to end your season, but you have had a rough ending to a year that all you heard, I'm assuming, even in 98, all you heard was how that ended.
Mm-hmm.
And probably how terrible you were and how worthless you were and probably how you need to be replaced. Your situation of how things ended in 98 is, I would say, also a football, dramatic football moment, just like CJ's was a dramatic football moment. So I think you are uniquely qualified to answer this. But, Tyler, I look at this, and I'm hearing all this stuff from, I mean, they didn't put Daniel Jones in front of him as a quarterback. I don't know. I don't know if Daniel's got a leg. Nobody in their right mind had ever fixed their lips to say that Bo Nix was a better quarterback than him. Boy, but now people, I mean, it's not even close to where people are. My thing is, I don't know about you, Tyler. I look at this. There is no way that CJ is not affected in some way in terms of this as bulletin board material. Like in my opinion, I look at this. There is no way. I don't know if he's got pictures of Ray Finkel in his room and he's throwing darts at like that or anything. I don't know what he has. But or maybe it's pictures of Dan Marino that Ray Finkel had in his room. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But there, in my mind, there is no way, Clint, that he could not be affected. And at least his preparation in the offseason, at least how he's going into the season to just want to shut these people up. I know we're on that field, but I know I can't go that far. But to just, like, that's how I view it. But I've talked to a lot of former players, Clint, that tell me that bulletin board material stuff is a little over the top sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not, when you get into the game, you're not thinking that. It is hard for me not to think that he's not hearing this and seeing the disrespect. And it is hard to watch him now. He's a different person. Like the way he is approaching media, he is a different person. Do you think, coming from your experience, which I think is similar, do you think, Clint, that this stuff is becoming motivation? this bulletin board material is real in terms of affecting him.
Oh, no, I think it's real in 2026. I mean, for me, you're right. I did have an ending ultimately to a year that cost us a shot at a national championship. I would argue that CJ's very similar in a sense of costing you a chance to make a run to a Super Bowl. The luxury I had was the access that I had to media, to the opinions, and with that they had to me. It wasn't right at my fingertips. So for me, it was easy to just go, the only guys that I'm worried about and that I feel for and that drives me are the guys that I have to face every day as my teammates that I feel like I let down. Now, I think that is a big part of what drives CJ. CJ is absolutely a great friend. CJ is absolutely a great teammate. CJ is very close to a lot of the guys, probably in a way that not many folks can understand from a football perspective. And I would imagine that all the motivation CJ needs is when he walks in the locker room every day. He's chomping at the bit to have the opportunity to right the wrong, right? To get the monkey off his back, the proverbial monkey off his back kind of deal. So I think the difference between my situation, my experience, and CJ's is there's no way, to your point, that these – now, I don't know about LeSean McCoy. I don't know that CJ's real worried about what Shady thinks. But at the end of the day, it's just an overwhelming talking point in the offseason. And then it's boosted up by the fact that your organization doesn't choose to extend you when most quarterbacks – of your caliber, hell, I guess all quarterbacks of your caliber at this point in your career have been extended. So I think the organization kind of poured some fuel, you know, little gas on the fire, if you will. And Ron,
but that's almost a little like you could even get behind that, but just, I mean, it is people questioning if this cat can play football. There's just,
and I would argue in 2026 that the quarterback and the quarterback's representation have to be. It's like it's in their best interest in the future to know what, again, not Shady McCoy, but maybe like what Stephen A. Smith is saying, right? What there's certain media personalities, and I think overarching media opinions. Dan Orlovsky's one of them.
Dan has jumped up. Marcus Spears is.
Yes, I think there's. I think there's guys that this is maybe where we disagree a little bit or have in the past. Like I do believe that organizations listen to what those guys say. I do believe that what those guys say in big moments like that could, if not handled the right way, could impact a negotiation or could determine whether a team extends or maybe not determine, but impact whether a team extends a player or not. I believe that those opinions matter. And so I only say all that to say that it is David Mulugeta's job to know exactly who's saying what, who potentially could be a source, who's got the ear of Nick Caserio, who's got the ear of D'Amico Ryans, and kind of manage all of that, Ron. So I say I don't know how CJ Stroud would ever ignore and not hear the overarching negative or minimization of the quarterback, the need of quarterback, the Houston Texans quarterback.
But I get that. Do you think that affects him walking into the season as like an extra space of motivation?
I think it affects him. I don't think it motivates him to go to practice. I think if anything motivates him, obviously it's internally being disappointed with your play in that moment, knowing that you're better, and then more importantly, you walk in, the only people in your football world that really matter are the people that you walk in and stare in the face every single day. And that's a stark reminder of, every time he sees D'Amico Ryans, there's no way that he doesn't feel like, hey, man, I let that dude down. And I'm not saying in a way of like, boy, he should walk around with his dauber down. I mean, a normal human being would be like, hey, man, I want to go out there and play at a level that the offense should play at, that I'm capable of playing at, so that I can right the wrong, or I can look D'Amico in the eye and you know, get him back kind of deal. That to me, that's what probably motivates him on a day-to-day basis versus the outside noise.
Text line coming in. I definitely agree CJ is hardened, but I think it's good. Sad he had to grow up so fast and doesn't show that side of himself anymore. Also from the text line, come on, guys, you sound like such homers. We were all there last year and saw how CJ played, especially during the playoffs. And whatever negative people say about him is valid. If he's not that terrible guy, he should prove. But this year, plain and simple, but let's not stop being naive and sound like homers, guys. No, I think it is stupid for somebody to say that Shedeur Sanders could step in and be the quarterback of the Houston Texans and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to even take a comment serious that comes at the drive with being homers.
Yeah, for starters.
I mean, not that we went into this whole drive thing, this whole radio show being like, hey, we're never going to be – just the personalities that are here. I mean, it's hard to lean into a homer takeout between 2-6, Chief.
That's the first – no, I think it is. I think it is nuts, some of the stuff that's been saying.
And they say no.
Yeah, like John Middlecoff. I think it's nuts that John Middlecoff has seen 3 years of C.J. Stroud and says C.J. Stroud should start trying to be Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, to me, I think that's stupid.
Aggie ring, baby.
Middlecoff, is he an Aggie?
No, Tannehill is.
Oh, Tannehill is.
Alex okay. Smith. I don't agree. I just had a dude last. I did a hit earlier this week. Man, the Texans got the best roster in football. Really? Their draft pick, who they drafted 25th, has come in and become their best offensive lineman. We've not seen him play a game yet. that defense is stacked. That other side playing with CJ is not, at least at the point we see right now. So, I think it is over the top what we are getting from CJ based upon the two games that he played at the end of the last season. I think there has been some over-the-top stuff. I think there's been some fair stuff. I think what Marcus Spears said when he said the only reason why we're not – a lot of people aren't really talking about the Texans is they don't trust the quarterback. I think that's fair. It's a fair statement. I do wonder why they trust Justin Herbert so much, but that's a fair statement. It is. All right, coming up, a little stock up, stock down. We do it every Wednesday. It's an Astros edition. You can participate as well on the text line, YouTube, and Twitch. Stock up, stock down, Astros.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
That's next.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two assholes would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Stock talk on The Drive. It's live and unsponsored. Any potential people who want to advertise out there, come join us. Right here. Great Get in call. On some stocks, man.
Surge, Utopia, any of you.
But it is time for some stock talk on The Drive. And the Astros, they do encompass. They are encompassed in H-Town Sports, as you heard there from the big voice guy. In the open, we always keep an eye on everything going on. And then we talk some stocks. Astros, big win last night over the Yankee Turds. Yes, the Stros have been confirmed. They are still the daddy of them Yanks.
That was fun, wasn't it, T?
Gosh, man, it was such a good game.
Yeah.
That is one of the best weekday ball games I have watched in a minute. A
little back and forth with the Stros coming out on top.
Damn right.
Yeah, come on.
So, it's always fun whenever you get to quench your thirst with Yankee tears, and the Astros do that often. They are their daddy. We're talking Stros. We're on the show, Hughley. Stock down for you for the Houston Astros right now. We'll get to the ups and the positives in a bit.
Stock down for me, Christian Walker, right now. And this is one of these situations where it's not just like in the last week, like
the Christian combo.
The last 2 months, I mean, he's been batting in the 8-hole. 7 holes sometimes. And now I still look at it and think, now come on. Because, it's not like this is a situation where Yuli is in his prime and in front of him. And Correa, when he had to bat 6th or 7th, Kyle Tucker, no. This is late night Lamont Wade Jr. 3 spots ahead of him in the lineup, which feels aggressive. But his numbers have been awful. July, Clint, slash line. The entire month of July, 21 games, 208, 305, 389, 3 homers, 7 RBIs. And then in August, even worse, 196, 286, 321, 1 homer. It was a big homer, but 1 homer, 8 RBIs, 6 runs scored. He is really struggling. He got off to a really big start, but that is the last 2 months.
It's not ideal.
And to be honest with you, if you start stacking up some of his power numbers, he's still maybe just right behind your Don, which is really tough as well. But
so what you're telling me is the search for a hitting first baseman for the Astros rolls on.
Well, he's just fighting, man. I mean, he is. It's a tough watch. He's gotten up there now where I'm at the point where I see him at the plate, and it's all right. It's probably gonna work out. I'm more. Hey, when he gets a
nice single.
Yeah, he is struggling big.
Well, and he's obviously outwardly frustrated. At the plate. The last at bat last night when the ump took the bat out of his hand. Obviously, it was ball 4. He called it a strike. And we were out of challenges. That carried over into 2 more pitches, and then he thought it was 3 outs, and he took his helmet and his bat down, and he realized, well, it was only 2. Let me get out, and I look foolish. Yeah, he's just frustrated. He's frustrated as ever, and rightfully so. I mean, he teases a bit starting out so hot. So, yeah, man, it's painful to watch at times with Christian Walker at the plate.
So there is Ron the Show Hughley's stock down for these Stros. It is first baseman Christian Walker. You are tuned in to The Drive. Sterner, Hughley, hump day action, stock talk, stock up, stock down. Houston Astros after the big 9-7 win last night over the Yankees. Clint Sterner, for you, stock down for the Stros at the moment.
I'm going to go with the man at the top, man, Jim Crane.
That's probably a good one.
Look, I know there's a lot of folks, probably several folks in this building that have been here for a while with Jim. I'm not one of them. I don't critique every single move that Jim makes. I accept the fact that Jim's not going to sign long-term deals. He's, you know, everything's going to be shorter term. He's not going to give some of our favorite players the monster contracts that they deserve. I've accepted that. I don't like it, but I accept it. And quite frankly, what I live by is I don't need to like it. I need to see the method to the madness. I mean, the guy's won World Series. So, I accept it for what it is. But I've arrived at Jim Crane's stock being down for, I think, a pretty good reason. And it's the disconnect between the manager, the general manager, the front office, and the owner. It's the vetoing of a trade at the trade deadline, just to then turn around and let a trade go through, right? It's waiting until now to fire Dana Brown instead of doing it before the trade deadline if you were going to veto trades and not give him the autonomy to make those decisions, right? It's about allowing your head coach, multiple head coaches now, and your general manager, Dana Brown, to publicly be in different spots with injuries and roster moves and lineups and pitchers that are going to be starters versus bullpen arms, like
differing in the messaging.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's like how long have you sat there? You've watched go through two managers, your general manager and your manager having two different press conferences within 2 minutes of each other and having two different stances,
like very different, not just a little.
Yeah,
like, it appears
that they're at odds, right? And so I blame all of that on Jim Crane, and I just look. I'm an Astro fan. I want to see these guys win, and I think it's a crying ass shame when you're a professional sports organization and those wires aren't connected. Your manager, your general manager, your front office, your Jeff Bagwells of the world of how consultants or whatever the hell you want to call them, all the way up to the owner. It just blows my mind that is a real thing and that it was allowed to go on for so long.
Yeah, that being a problem is a problem. Yeah. Needs to be fixed. But we're through the negatives. We got those negatives out of the way. Stock downs. It's time for stock up. This is Stock Up, Stock Down, an Astros edition with the Drive. Back to you, Ron, the show. Tell me something good. Stock up for the Houston Astros.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know if this is a positive, but I'm just going by the place of whose stock is up in the organization. And I think Jeff Bagwell's stock
is up. What an answer.
Once again.
Oh, man. His power, to me, gets stronger.
Bull market, huh?
Yesterday, Jim Crane, when he spoke to the media, was asked, is Jeff Bagwell a candidate to become the full-time GM? We don't have any candidates at this point. We haven't even started looking. Jeff's in the same role he's always been. He's a senior advisor. And he works with the assistant general managers and myself and assists when necessary. Yeah. He's got more power. I believe if he really wanted it, he could be the general manager to take all the power. But why do that? You have somebody else do a lot of the work that they have to do, and you just come in here and
no
just,
blame.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Oh, he's getting the blame.
Not like at the level of losing your job.
He ain't getting fired. Yeah. And yeah. Look out. I feel like his friends have a chance. Brad Ausmus, are you going to take one of these spots? Like, the ladies
would like it.
Yeah, I know they would. But it until he starts stinking. And so I think Jeff Bagwell, he's just gaining more power by the day. That they roll out of here.
That is a hell of an answer for stock up for these Astros, but I
would you be surprised if he didn't hit up Jim at some point and say, hey, man, I think we probably need to cut with Dana Brown.
Nothing with power.
That happened in the last week?
I don't. With his position, I don't know that Jim Crane makes a decision without, unless Jim Crane's in the building every day and he's already running stuff. I don't know. I mean, that's the one guy that says, like, hey, man, you might as well cut bait with this kid.
I'm not saying it happened, but I'm just saying, would you be surprised? Like, I think he's got that much power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it keeps growing somehow. Anyway, Clint Sterner, put a cap on this thing for us. Stock up for the Astros in your view, Clint.
Jeremy Pena, 2-for-5 last night with a monster bomb to tie the game up late. A couple of good defensive plays. And doing it all in the park of the team that was linked to him leading up to the trade deadline, and I'm sure will be linked to him again this offseason. The Yankees, I just don't know. You know, I don't know that Pena's ever been hotter, but the fact that he's doing it in the building of the team that is damn sure gonna come flirting, gonna come hunting, fishing, makes that stock through the roof right now.
That'll make you holla.
They need him to stay hot, man. They need him to stay hot. Two huge plate appearances yesterday for him that led to tying the game and then scoring a go-ahead run off of Yordan's triple. That is the latest Stock Up, Stock Down. We do it every single Wednesday. And I see some people sending their stock ups and stocks down. We appreciate that. Coming up, as we continue, there's some guys going to fill you in that did not practice today. Spoiler alert, Tank Dell did not step on the field again. We'll let you know the rest, which is starting to mean a little bit more with some of these injuries. And as we said, we're looking at these big three schools. We talked about Arch yesterday, and now U of H fans. Connor Wegman, former Aggie, should be excitement. Do you believe it? Do you believe he can actually get you to a college football playoff? We'll talk about Connor coming up as we continue right here live.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now, on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates back-to-school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence, data 1H 2026.
On the Drive.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back here to The Drive here in just a second. As we're going through, talked about Arch Manning yesterday and his expectations, which Clint said are very real, and what it looks like for his season upcoming for the top five Longhorns. We'll get to Connor Wegman, another returnee Texas A&M, Houston all have returning quarterbacks that I think a lot of people feel really, really good about. Up for all the preseason major awards. We'll get to him in just a second. But I wanted to let you know, guys, that did not practice in today's joint practice against the Panthers. And really, as D'Amico said, none of the starters will go in the game on Friday. Maybe the last look against other competition before the Buffalo game. Jadeveon Clowney down again today with that ankle. I know that was somebody you looked at and you said, boy, you got to hope that gets itself right before the Buffalo game. Dominique Robinson with the calf also not practicing. Those two become even more because the last couple of days, they've lost Dylan Horton for the season, who was one of the other rotating defensive linemen. And we'll see what's happening with Allie Gay today, who went down with an apparent knee injury, and that's going to get more imaging and an MRI looked at that. So those two guys not practicing. Wade Woodass has a broken thumb. He had surgery. He's not practicing. Jake Hansen's not practicing. Colin Wright, who the corner, he hasn't practiced for a minute either with the groin. And then Clint Brevin Jordan and Tank Dell, both of them still not practicing. Makes you wonder with Tank, is there a setback that occurred? Because he was moving along, rolling, practicing, and it looked like he was building up and building up. And hell, I remember saying, like, at the point where he was, he's catching the ball, in, you know, in almost a team drill. You're like, all right, yeah, where is he going to be in a week? Well, he has not practiced in a while and just hasn't even been out there. So that's not a great sign of what's going on.
Well, again, I've said it from jump. There's a big difference in the doctors clearing you medically and you being ready to play football. And you know, the fact that they kind of just eased him back in to certain parts of practice to see how the body reacts. Obviously, the strength isn't what it once was yet. And you never know how the injury, the surgery, all the movement's going to go. Now, it's easy to manage that when you're running straight lines, when you've got a trainer that's with you every rep, that's icing it when it needs to be iced and letting you off of it when you know you need to be let off of it. But when it comes down to practice and all of a sudden you're sticking your foot in the ground and actually cutting off of it, and you know, there's not a trainer right there examining it every time you misstep kind of thing, then maybe you push it a little bit further than you have in the past and you got some problems. So I've said it from jump. I think there's a lot. There's a long way to go before Tank Dell is actually football ready. I know, I think it was Luke Morrow said it, and I think this is legitimately the case, is when he's ready for violence is when he's going to be ready to play football. Right now, this just running stuff and catching a football stuff is enough in its own right to cause some issues or a setback, like you said. But the other piece seems to be a pretty good ways away from where he's at right now.
You would think, man. I don't know. Again, don't know what happened. D'Amico hasn't been asked about it. Wasn't asked about it today. I don't think it was asked about it the last time. I know the last time I remember him saying something about Tank is that Tank's on his own schedule. Mm-hmm. And again, we just haven't seen him participate in practice. And then the other signs also, they've like signed three or four receivers since he's last been on the practice field.
Yep.
Right. And like, he's not participated, like not even been out there at any of the joint practices, either one of them or the preseason games. Has he put on pads or anything? So that is the situation to watch. Him, Brevin Jordan. We haven't seen Brevin Jordan. I feel like it since like the first couple of days of camp. So not sure what's going on there. But Clowney, Robinson, those are two key ones that you hope do improve. All right. As I said, man, this is a special, unique year where three of the teams that a lot of people around here care about, Texas A&M. By the way, I had to stop on the Vince Young thing. I started falling asleep. I had to stop on it, so I wanted to make sure I was fully awake. But I'm in the middle of the USC game.
Yeah.
The doc last night. That's pretty decent so far.
Well, you know, I married a Longhorn, and she was already she was already in bed last night, and I started it, and I said, hey, babe. Said, yeah. I said, did you want to watch this Vince Young doc? She said, well, I'd like to, but you don't have to wait on me. You know what that means.
Yeah.
I hit exit and went to another show. Oh, so good. I hadn't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it with my Longhorn bride, man.
There you go. Watch it with her. But Arch Manning, and then the University of Houston, top 25 University of Houston. Connor Wegman, returning, had a really, really good year last year. Did his thing as 13 games. He had 25 touchdown passes, 11 rushing touchdowns, 700 yards rushing. That's kind of his thing. And I think they're looking for more and expecting more. And the expectations for this team and him, he's up for a lot of the awards preseason wise.
Yeah.
To you, what should be the realistic expectations for him this year going into his final year?
I think the sky's the limit. I mean, I've said, look, that he's in the conference that is the path of least resistance to the college football playoffs. In fact, we've seen that come to fruition over the last couple of years. So I absolutely think for U of H that the college football playoffs and a Big 12 championship and the college football playoffs and or the college football playoffs are right there in reach. They won 10 games last year. And now they got to improve and be better in the conference, but they won 10 games last year. So they're the next step is compete in the Big 12 for a championship. And the next step is if you do that, obviously, then you're right there in the mix for a college football playoff appearance at the very least. And I look at Connor Wegman and you just mentioned it. I think less is more.
Mm. That's what I was wondering. 700 yards rushing, that seems, a little rich. Is he going to take them hits? Because they got to have him on the field.
Yeah, there's kind of what I talked about yesterday with Manning. When you watch Wegman, it looks, even back to his A&M days, it looks like he's getting a hell beat out of him. It looks like it's hard yards. It ain't 700 just coasting around there, Jalen Hurts and sliding and just kind of floating around the field. It's hard yards. And so I think less is more. I mean, I think ultimately, big picture, he is a pocket passing quarterback. He gets pushed into the dual threat category because of 700 yards, because of the 11 touchdowns, because of the production. But in reality, I think that a Connor Wegman plays a cleaner brand of quarterback from the pocket. Now, I don't think his is necessarily the system. I think it's the brand. I think he is a little bit on the gunslinger, wild man side in terms of play style. And I think he's got to really buy into being that pocket passer. And I think it's really the reasoning behind it isn't because they'll win more with it. I think they will, but he's got to stay healthy. He's already coming off of got a little injury. They don't think they specified exactly what it is, but something in his throwing motion had a little bit of hitch, so he didn't throw for 4 days, and now here you are up against it. Like you got to keep him from having those kinds of issues two or three or four times throughout the year. And if that means less running, less hits, you got to find a way to make that happen. I ultimately think that he can be productive and score touchdowns without rushing for 700 yards.
That's what I was going to say. His downfall potentially is how much they need him to make so much happen, which puts him, as you talked about, taking as many hits that he potentially.
Right. That's the nature of the beast, though. Right. Is if you've got a quarterback that is a dual threat guy, and look, by production he is a dual threat guy. I don't believe he should be, but by production he is a dual threat guy. How you manage the physicality and the violence that comes along with being that dual threat guy is ultimately whether you're going to last or not. And yes, obviously he is. He is super productive, most importantly scoring touchdowns with his legs and his arm. But you know where he's not productive is when he's injured and he's on the sideline. And so, I think,
a completely different team with
sure. I mean, at least so far. I know they got a stud behind him, but right now I don't know, man. I don't know enough about Willie Fritz's system to know, hey man, can he really back off of that and protect the quarterback with play calls and do a little bit less and still produce the way that they did last year. I don't know. I don't know the system well enough, but I think Connor Wegman, I think his future is a pocket passer. His future is not a dual threat quarterback. I've watched a lot of Connor at two different schools. I understand the production. I think it's going to be he's going to have some sore Saturday nights and sore Sundays if that's what he plans to do, and they're going to be able to get to a college football playoff with it.
Yeah, just like Arch Manning, he's on the Manning Award watch list, the Davey O'Brien, the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm watch list. He is thought to be one of the better quarterbacks coming this year. All right, what you got coming up?
D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans spoke from Charlotte. Carolina Panthers, a little joint practice going on, and there's two things. One of them, get you good and football horny. One of them is just an update on the most important unit for the Houston Texans this year. We'll have that audio for you, and we'll cuss and discuss next.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.